Hey, welcome to I'm That Mom, the podcast about motherhood without the pressure of perfection. My name is Katie. I'm a self-taught entrepreneur who started my baby company while pregnant and grew it to an eight-figure business as a single mom of three. Join us as we discuss the fun, funny, and messy parts of motherhood. We're certainly not experts. We're just here to support all the moms, and hopefully, collectively, we don't completely f*** it up. Well, what is it with as soon as you get pregnant, the advice, like, it's like a,
like a waterfall.
Yeah, like a waterfall.
Just all of a sudden the floodgates just open.
Open. And there's no filter.
None.
It just goes away. It's like the second you have a bump or you tell somebody you're pregnant, all of a sudden every experience they ever had, an opinion about that experience is going to be word vomited on you.
Yeah.
Right? And then it doesn't stop.
Which is like sometimes good because every now and then you like learn something you didn't know before. But yeah. But I feel like the majority of the time you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me know.
Well, and there's a difference between telling somebody what to do. And then maybe if like you were to say that Grayson was really struggling with like teething, then I'd be like, oh, well, this really worked for me. And so you might be appreciative of that. And I think that's the kind of advice we want. But the ones that are like, should you be drinking that coffee? It's not very good for you and you're newly pregnant and I'm judging you right now.
Yes.
Like, stop with the unwanted advice. We are grown women making decisions and we can do what's best for ourselves, right? And,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
But I want to go down. So I kind of like wrote out my favorites and I want to just see if our experience is kind of the same with each one. So I'm going to start with the biggest one because I feel like this is something that everybody has an opinion with, and it is baby names.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. From family to friends.
Yes.
Everyone.
And everybody. But more importantly is, you know, I always feel for the people that are like, I want to name my baby, and then they say a name, and then the in-laws or the somebody's always got a story like, oh, you can't name your baby Jack because I knew a guy in Jack, you know, in high school named Jack, and he was a jerk, Jack the jerk, or anything. And there's so much pressure. It's so hard
or like,
to name your kids.
If you don't use a family name, then the disappointment there.
By one side or the other.
Exactly.
Or if you use one family name, like maybe you were really close with your grandma, and so it meant a lot for you to use that, but then it's expected of you to use another family name. And I think that that's not fair. Like, it should just be whatever you want. And naming a child is, it's kind of a big deal. Like, I had a list. I had my top 10 girl list, my top 10 boy list. Did you kind of have the same thing?
I did, and my husband hated all of them.
Really?
So I had to make a new list.
Yeah, but okay, so there's like a whole psychology behind naming your kids. And listen up, ladies, if you have a husband that doesn't want a certain name or like a certain name, I'm going to tell you, the way to get it is you hold back on your favorite name. So don't ever come out of the gates with like, I'm having a girl, I'm going to name her Grayson, right? Because immediately he's going to feel like he needs to have an opinion. So you have to hold on to it. Like, give them the like, I want to name her, you know, I don't know, Olivia and Beckett. And then let him like shit all over those. And then wait and then let him throw out some ideas and be like, wow, you're really smart. And then like write secretly like Grayson all over and let him see it, or somehow get him to say, I really like the name. Or you could say, I know, like, what if it started with a G? Like, I love G names. And like, Gray, no Gray. And then let him go, oh, what about Grayson?
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I love it. Right?
Yeah.
But you're smiling because you kind of, it's kind of like, brilliant.
No, yeah, I get it. And I can do that. I know I can.
So let me know when you pick the name for this baby and we will like gang up and like figure out a
start
way.
Planting the seeds.
But okay, but that's not what we're talking about. I have a feather on my nose or something I'm trying to get off. But we're talking about unwanted advice. So baby names. I think if they ask for your opinion, so we do on Instagram Reels a lot. We say, okay, if you're having trouble picking between names, you know, and they'll say, okay, it's between Quinn or Everly. And then we post it for mom and we let our viewers vote, which people love. Like, it's probably our highest ranked, voting, you know, thing. I think that's cool because you're really just wanting to see how other people react to the names, because ultimately we don't want our kids to be stuck with like bad names.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a nice way of like asking for the opinion. But when they say, well, what are you naming your baby? and you come out with like two names and they're like, oh God, they're both horrible. Like, that sucks. Like why? What? Why?
It's unbelievable how people just drop the filter sometimes.
They do. I think if you're asked for your opinion about the baby name, give it. If you're not asked, just say you like it. Yeah. And then walk away and like secretly text yourself about how much you hate it. But like, give the mom a break, right? Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? What's your biggest unwanted advice?
Oh, man, when I was pregnant, which like it's exhausting being pregnant, and I was working at the same time and we were renovating a house and moving, so I was tired. And people would say like, oh, you're not tired yet. Like, just wait until the baby's here.
Just
like,
wait.
I'm allowed to like feel these things and be exhausted right now. Like, I know that's coming, but yeah. Like, don't tell me it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, yeah. Like, put a little, like, pot of gold at the end of it. Don't.
Like, come
on. You mean
it's
going to get worse than it is right now? I'm puking. I can't sleep. I'm exhausted. My whole body is, like, not normal.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse. But, yeah, I agree. Like, we all know it's hard. So maybe let's be supportive and just be like, I think you're doing a really great job. Like, that must be really hard, renovating a house and being pregnant. And you... like literally had all your like COVID, moved your wedding, like you had a lot going on. And yeah, the last thing you wanted to hear was it just gets harder.
Yeah.
It's like, but it does get harder.
But again, like
can we just say,
just let me feel what I'm feeling right now.
Agreed. And it just changes. I think that's what ultimately moms mean is like, oh my gosh, like I'd give anything to go back and just be tired pregnant with my first, because I'm chasing a 2-year-old and pregnant and work, you know, all the things. And I think that's where it comes from, but maybe how people interpret it. Like, that's kind of where we should just be cautious of each other. Mm-hmm. What about crying it out versus sleep training? I feel like that starts to come up even before baby's here. Like, is baby going to sleep with you? Are you going to put him in the nursery? Are you going to co-sleep? You're co-sleeping? Like, God forbid. Let me tell you, people, like, I nursed my baby in the bed. Like, did you ever lay on your side and, like, you were feeding the baby and you fell asleep?
Yeah.
And the baby fell asleep. I know. You can, like, roll over and squish the baby. But you were exhausted. And sometimes it just happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Or I would just like let her sleep on my chest and in bed, and we would just nap like that because I didn't want to move her. I was too tired to move, and it worked.
Yes.
Like,
and it was fine. And I'm sure we're going to get all the like, oh, but this could happen and this could happen. But everybody is just doing their best. And whether that is, honestly, it's however baby's going to sleep. Like, if baby's gonna sleep in the bassinet, if baby's gonna sleep in their crib, if baby's gonna sleep with you, if baby's gonna sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? All mom's trying to do is get baby to sleep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, same thing. Like, I feel like it's kind of a personal question. Like, instead of saying, what are you gonna do? You know, wait until they're figuring it out or mom asks or like, hey, let me know like you're expecting. And if this was your first, you know, do you need help with the registry? If they're like, well, I'm debating on getting a bassinet, you know, but I've been reading this book about sleep training and or whatever it is. Wait until there's a moment. Like, don't just kind of go into it. Right.
Yeah. Agreed.
Unwanted advice.
Wait for it.
What else?
I mean, since you mentioned sleep, the whole sleep when the baby sleeps.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I would love to if I had a housekeeper and a chef and somebody to do my laundry. But, I mean,
take a moment to myself. Like, I liked to just have that moment of just nobody needing anything from me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like I wanted to sleep. I was exhausted. But that really was when you get the rest done.
Yeah, when you can just like lay there and like read your book or just like doom scroll through your phone and zone out.
Or do you remember I always like when the baby was asleep, especially a newborn, I'd spend the whole time like staring at him like I'm so excited for them to wake up. Like I'm like, oh, my God, I miss you already. You're asleep. Like I want you to wake up. You're so cute. Like and you're just quietly kissing them. And then the moment they wake up, you're like, oh, shit, I can't wait for you to go back to sleep. And it's just that vicious cycle of, you know, so.
Yeah,
but it is. It's sleep when the baby sleeps. That sounds great. But that's like saying like, oh, you want to get healthy, just exercise every day.
Yeah. No big deal.
Oh, if it was that easy, no big deal. I'm just going to, that's what I'm missing, is somebody just to tell me to exercise every day. If they would do that, they would be better. okay, so I wrote, don't hold that baby too much. You'll spoil them.
Ugh.
No.
That one drives me crazy.
It drives me crazy, too.
Because you can only hold them for so long, and then
my
you physically can't.
Yes.
Like, you physically can't anymore.
Physical. Yes.
And so I don't think you can ever have too much time with them.
You know, I think I agree. And it's so fleeting. And there's a balance. Like, we want them to be able to lay down and be self-soothing. And I totally get that. But I don't think that there's, like, a time restriction. Like, no. After 20 minutes, oh, your baby's going to be hard and difficult now because you held them 5 minutes too long. Nope. And every baby is different. My second was super independent, like loved to be, you know, she wanted to be laid down asleep. She wanted to kind of have her own space, and she loved in the swing by herself. Whereas my first was much more needy. He was a boy. Of course he was more needy, but he always wanted to be held. And I think you have to adapt to what makes your baby happy.
Oh yeah.
And if you have a baby that's happier when it's being held, then you do that, because like, happy baby. There's no happy wife, happy life. It's like happy baby, sane mom.
Yeah.
Like all the things.
That's so accurate.
Yeah. Okay, what else? What else is like, have you had somebody tell you recently, maybe even?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think another thing that comes up is the whole like breast milk versus formula thing. Yeah. And we just have to remember that fed is best.
Like, always.
Not it, it just there's take, no other explanation either.
Yes, and can we all just agree to take the pressure off? Because there are moms that would love to breastfeed that can't.
Yeah.
And so they don't have a choice. They have to give baby bottle. There's moms that breastfeed and have preemies and need to supplement, and they give them formula. There's, you know, moms that had maybe there's, a surrogate pregnancy, and they don't have the ability to breastfeed, and they. And there's also, there's working moms. Like, my happy spot was a little bit of both. I can't lie. Like, I did the breastfeeding thing, and with each baby, it got less and less because I was more and more busy. Mm-hmm. And my, like, really happy spot was being able to breastfeed in the morning and breastfeed at night and do bottle in the middle. You know, and then I like had the best of both worlds. And so it was like a slow transition. I remember when I was moving to just straight formula, it wasn't like an all or none. But no judgment. Like, if you want to breastfeed that baby until they're eight, like, I might think that's a little weird, but like, it's
you
okay.
Do, bro.
I'm all no judgment, but not until then.
I know.
But
right?
I agree. Fed is best. And I think there's so many scenarios. I mean, it goes even with, are you a stay at home mom? Are you a working mom?
Yeah.
You know, are you a mom that gets to work from home? Are you not a mom that's working from home? You know, do you have 1,000 different things that go into making it a difference, and nobody should have an opinion. All they should be able to do is say, oh, you're breastfeeding, like, this is what really helped me, like warm compresses or lactation consultants.
Yeah.
or
you're on formula, can I help you find an extra can right now? Like,
oh my god, those poor moms. And then the ones with like special need, you know,
oh my gosh, formula. The diets. Yeah,
it's crazy.
So, I mean, like, we just have to be supportive no matter what, because at the end of the day, we're just trying to take care of our babies,
and
that's it.
Like, everything, because there's kind of, like, pros and cons to everything. Like, all the choices, if you think about it, everything related to baby and pregnancy, there is pros and cons. There's pros and cons to C-section and vaginal. There's pros and cons to co-sleeping or, you know, crying it out or in their crib. Yep. There's pros and cons to breast versus formula.
Everything.
I mean, there's pros and cons to having your babies close together or far apart.
Yeah.
All the things. And I think, like, even with formula and breast milk, there's so many pros and cons. And it's just about helping new moms understand what the pros and cons are of both so that they can make a decision about what works best for them. And if that's how we can support moms, like, we're killing it.
Absolutely.
Right?
No, I agree. Yes. And I think something else that goes into that is the bottles. Like you said, you did a bottle during the day, and some people are, I think, afraid of bottles and pacifiers because of nipple confusion. And I think that's something that, I mean, it can be real, especially if you're only breastfeeding. Like, you don't
I'm going on mic right now to say, I don't think.
No?
Nipple, no, I don't. I'm going to disagree. Because I think, if anything, I think babies, some babies like the bottle because they can eat faster.
Yeah.
And so babies don't want to put that much work in. Some babies like the breast because it is, you know, skin on skin and maybe more nurturing to them. But the nipple confusion, I mean, I just feel like it's so specific to that child. And
yeah,
but I don't think we should put fear in moms at an early point when they have the baby at the hospital saying, oh, if you want to breastfeed, you better not use a pacifier.
I mean, there's a reason why they give out the pacifiers for free at the hospital. Like, they can't be terrible if the doctors are giving them out.
No. Like, and I feel like even it goes down to the nurses and the lactation consultants. They're there to provide support. 99.9% of them are so amazing and educate. But you get one that has like a strong opinion about one or the other. And you don't know the back history, and you don't know, you know, and quite frankly, we don't know if our babies are going to be thumb suckers or passies or bottle or boob, or we can plan it and we can anticipate, like, we think we're going to breastfeed for 6 months or a year, or we think we're not going to do it. Maybe we had a bad experience and now we're going straight to bottle. Even going to bottle, I wrote on here, just like, really, bottles in general, there's kind of a cult following behind like certain brands.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Right? And passies too.
Like, well, what kind of bottle do you use?
Yes. Like, and like when you're registering and then somebody comes up and is like, oh, well, let me tell you exactly what you need on your registry. And they're like, well, this bottle type. And you're like, okay, well, you don't know any different. Guess who's going to pick the bottle type and what they take?
The baby.
Yes, the baby. Yeah. Yes. And some bottles are like, they, I don't know, it's kind of the same thing. There's like pros and cons. I remember there was a brand I bought. I'm not going to say it because I think it's a really good brand, but it had a bazillion pieces to it. And I had to wash. Do you know which brand I'm talking about?
I know
about?
Which brand you're talking about because we started with that.
Yeah.
And we switched because why wash three extra pieces?
No, three. I felt like it was 100 pieces.
Oh my gosh.
And so I switched to a more basic.
Switch different brushes.
Yes, and I switched to a more basic bottle, which was great. And luckily my kids, all of them, ended up taking the same kind of bottle. But I like to tell moms, and I think this is good advice in general with registry, is maybe register for one of like three different brands. And then see what baby takes, because what you don't want to do is go and buy a whole bunch of, and same with breastfeeding moms, like don't go buy a ton of really thick breast pads or really thin breast pads because you don't really know which one you're going to need. And so maybe just kind of having a sampling so that you have all the options there ready to support yourself and what you need, you know, as best possible.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Right?
No, that's the way you have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go buy like all the strollers and then find out. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Although I kind of was like a stroller hoarder a little bit. Like I had a jogging stroller and I had a clip-in.
Okay, but you have a baby store. Like you had the advantage like the insider scoop on the good things to have.
And we would go to market and
I would
walk
take
around.
Unwanted advice from you.
Yeah, I know. I did, and I was like, and this is what's so great about this stroller. Do you know what didn't exist, though, is that car seat that turns into a stroller that they have now.
Oh.
That is so amazing.
It is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
I'm upset we don't have one now because last year when we were stroller shopping, first of all, you could not find one anywhere.
Because
oh, they were
sold out.
Like sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
And 1 year ago, they were, I swear to you, $300 more than they are today.
Really?
Yes.
Well, and that brand figured it out.
Oh my gosh, they did. It's everywhere.
Cool. Yeah.
It's the coolest thing.
Yep. I had multiple baby carriers. I had all kinds, but I would take friends and borrow like just to try it out and figure out what worked for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I recommend that to all moms, I think.
Like, yeah. I mean, if there's anything you can do with the unwanted advice is just like take note of it so that if you need something to try later on, then you have some options in your back pocket.
Like the teething story.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So yeah, that is the craziest piece of advice that someone has ever given me. It was when Grayson started getting teeth at like 4 months old.
So cute. She came in and she had like two little teepees.
Yeah. The first time you met her.
First time I met her and she was like grinning and I was like, oh my God, her teepees.
Yeah. They were fresh then. Like she had just gotten them in. And so she wasn't even eating real food at that point. She was still being breastfed and like had.
She's a baby. I mean, she's a baby, but like,
yeah, but you know, they get a little fussy with the teething. Yeah. And somebody told me, give her some beef jerky. Like, what?
What?
They said that.
I've never even heard that. Is like, it's like a chew toy?
Yeah, they said the beef jerky is like,
not
it's
to mention
a
that's
chewy.
Probably definitely not healthy.
I know, but like beef jerky is, but yeah, they said the salt like will numb her gums and then the chewiness of the jerky will like be soothing for her. And oh, by the way, it's meat, so it's protein. Like, excuse me? What? I don't know. Maybe that's a thing somewhere. Who
you know,
am I
though,
to judge?
But
that wasn't for us.
In the store, they sell those amber bead necklaces. Yeah. Have you seen those? People swear by them. I never used them with my kiddos. I always just kind of did like the cold teether or, you know, let them chew on things or get the Orajel that you can put on and help out. And, you know, my kids always had like fever and diarrhea with teething. So we were those. They weren't as much like the criers because it I don't know. I mean, each one's different, right?
Exactly.
But man, people swear by those beads. And I'm always like, what do the beads do? Like, but I think they absorb or has some, I think it's like one of those psychosomatic, like.
Interesting.
Can I say that? That's probably, but who cares if it works? Try it out, beef jerky.
I don't know about the beef jerky.
I know,
but
I don't
it reminds
know
me of like the whiskey on the gums.
Yes,
and
all the things.
Yeah.
And so another one, cloth diapers versus regular diapers. They come out and tell you, right? Oh, are you using cloth diapers? Oh, you're using regular diapers. Well,
do you know how those destroy the earth, Katie?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell y'all, like, I am destroying the earth one by one. I think it's awesome. And I had my mom put cloth diapers on me.
Same.
Yeah. And I was formula fed. And I turned out a little screwed up, but it's okay. Yeah. And I think that that was a thing. But now, to me, it's a time. I mean, I've got three kids and a business. And so I don't have the ability to go and like, I don't know. I guess it was just a personal choice, but who cares? Like, why do you care what I do?
No, exactly. Like,
you know?
I don't care what your kid shits in. Like,
no,
just
clean it.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't be the mom at HEB walking around, like, our grocery store is HEB, like walking around with the like shitty diaper and everyone can smell it. And we're just like,
yeah,
your diaper rash is going to be worse than you actually stopping right now and going and changing the diaper. But no judgment. If that is what, if you do,
hey,
you.
Mad respect for that, honestly, because it's an extra layer of work in my mind. And so if you're taking the time to do that, then
And you're at the grocery store
you.
With the baby. Where's dad?
Yeah, I applaud you.
Me too.
So either way,
me
you're
too.
Doing great.
How about, this one kind of goes like hand in hand, but I feel like people kind of come out right away and ask you if you're going to go back to work or if you're staying home.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's a twofold question, because if you're going back to work, are you going to do a nanny? Are you going to do daycare? Like, who's going to watch the baby? I have to tell you a really quick story. And this is probably like my biggest unwanted advice I ever got. It was from my mother-in-law, and I was pregnant with my first. Yes. And she came up to me, and I had just started Caden Lane. You know, I was busy building this business. And she was like, well, so if you're going to be working and if you're at work, like, who is going to make my then husband's dinner? And I think my whole, like, head lifted off my shoulders and, like, rotated. And I'm like,
how do I, like...
Yes. Oh. But it was just kind of an assumption. And that's the hard part. Like, he's going to make his dinner. because I'm going to build a business and I'm going to do all the things. And like
paying the bills.
Yeah, paying the bills. Like, back off. You make his dinner. You didn't do all the other things I had to fix, you know, by myself. But yeah. I mean, that's a personal choice too. And you're allowed to change your mind. I think that too, we have so much pressure and sometimes it's based on maybe how we grew up, right? Yep. It's what are we familiar with? What are our friends doing? What does society say we need to do? What can we financially afford?
Finances, that's a big part of it, I think.
Like, absolutely.
Working and daycare and babies are not cheap. And sometimes... No. Sometimes you have to be the breadwinner as the mom. Sometimes it's the dad. So yeah. You need to have those discussions to figure out what really is best.
And you know what? In the same breath, like, let's ask dads a little bit more often, you know? Well, so what are you going to do when baby's born? Are you going to go back to work or are you staying home with the baby?
Yeah.
Why don't we ask dads that?
I know.
I have several friends that have stay-at-home dads and I still get a little weird with it. I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, if I'm at work, he's working. But you know what? Like, that's not the attitude we should have. Because if we're asking women that, we need to ask men that too. And I think the same thing should be, the same expectation should be held. I mean, I'm a single mom. Like, I had to get the kids ready in the morning. I had to go to work. I had to take them to school. Like, all the things. And so I feel like we need to hold dads up to the same standard that we're held up to a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? And I think that's true even if you are a stay-at-home mom, because you are working all day long and so is your husband. So that time after work, at that point, you're on overtime.
Yes.
And everybody so is. I think, yeah, exactly. Speaking of mother-in-laws, I think one of the most common questions that comes up, especially for us, was who gets to be in the room or at the hospital when baby is born.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think everybody wants to be there, which is so
cool. I'm going to be there for my daughters having babies. But when my son marries, like, I kind of understand if, like, she doesn't. But my girls have no choice. And you might not either. Can I sneak in and be like the nurse when you have your baby? But yeah, it's a thing. And there's definitely opinionated family members.
Yeah.
Especially the grandmas.
And I think that's something people have to think about a little bit more now because we had a little bit of a break with it because of COVID.
It's kind of nice.
We lucked out with our first baby. We had her in October 21. And so... we could only have one person there at a time. So it was either my husband or somebody else.
The ability to bring somebody else.
Oh my gosh.
I know. There was a time where moms were really giving birth and maybe even dads in there.
One of my friends had to do that. She gave birth in April 2020. And I cried for her because it was so scary. And then you had to give birth with the mask on and everything. And that just
I would have been like, hell no.
It changes it.
Off of me,
right?
Like giving birth, yes.
Luckily,
but people didn't have a choice. I mean, it was a crazy time we live in.
Yeah.
And I think now they are kind of opening back up L&D for guests and visitors.
Yep.
But yeah, it's almost like they took out, now people are like, well, do you want me there or not?
And which I think is good because giving birth is such a very exposing and
personal.
Raw experience.
Yes.
Like,
not to mention that you're naked with your legs wide open.
That's things that I have never seen happen to my own body before.
Yeah.
So why do I want to share it with 10 other people right away?
Yes.
And I think some people you're meant for that, but others are more private. And so again, whatever is more comfortable for you.
Yeah. I actually, my sister let me be in the...
No way.
She did. She'll kill me for telling this story, but I'm going to tell it. And then we're going to wrap it up because I feel like we could talk about this forever. But on that note, so it was, and I'm one of six kids. Like, I come from a very big family. Yeah. And I didn't even let my mom in on my deliveries. Like, I was kind of way more private and I wanted it to be my moment. But that's me. Like,
and look
I'm
at
kind
you
of,
now.
I know. I'm like an introvert. But when my sister said, you know, yes, I assume everybody wants me there for their deliveries, but I wanted nobody in mine. But yeah, we got to hide. So it was like an accordion door and we got to hide and my other sister watched with me. And so it was a side view and we watched the whole thing.
Had you given birth at that point? Like, had you ever seen it? Okay.
Oh, so, yeah. I've been in the baby world forever. Yeah. And remember, like, don't you remember, like, Baby Story and all the TLC shows that used to be on? Like, I feel like I've seen childbirth.
Well, no, yeah, but they don't Google, actually, like show you, like, the, like,
girl, you full. Can find those videos. But it wasn't real time. Oh. And with, yeah, and I want, and the baby come out and go back in. And, But I watched the whole thing and it was amazing. It was amazing. It really was. And the husband, like, came down there. I mean, I love them to pieces, but I remember she was giving birth and the doctor was like, "Dad, do you want to see?" And he kind of, like, peeked down, like, right at the wrong moment when something happened that happens in childbirth. And I mean, to this day, like, my other sister and I still crack up about it. But yeah, I got to be in there and she let the in-laws, like, we were, there was like 8 of us in this little side room, and that doesn't happen anymore. But yeah. It's no. crazy. So, yeah, and I think that's it, is kind of the unwanted, like, let mom decide who she wants in there. And she may change her mind in the middle of it. Like, I want to be there. So if my daughter's like, "Mom, I need you in here," I'm right there. Yep. But I will respect, maybe, if she says, "Mom, like, you know, wait until after the baby's born. I want this to be between me and the husband." So,
yeah.
Yeah, let moms decide.
Because mom needs to be relaxed. They need to be in a good state of mind. They don't need to be worrying about who's going to pop through the door or anything else. There's enough surprises that happen during labor.
But I am coming to your experience out of the mouth. And you're going to see my eyes and I'm just going to be like, "I'm ready to catch."
I'm going to text you a photo of the baby and you're going to be like, "I know."
Yeah, I know. I'm here. Like, photo of mommy in my back. Okay, this was so fun. I love it. Like, we're even making unwanted advice fun, but this was an awesome conversation. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was so fun. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And I hope you found a little nugget of something helpful in there. If you're curious about our brand and what we've been up to, you can check us out at cadenlane.com or join us on social, where we've got several exciting projects that we can't wait to get you involved in. See you soon.